AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. French police say an explosive vest found in a suburb south of Paris contained bolts and the same type of explosive used in other explosive vests in the Paris attacks. The official says the vest without a detonator was found by a street cleaner in a pile of rubble. Investigators say it might have been worn by one of the attackers who was thought to have escaped into Belgium after the attacks, which left 130 people dead, hundreds more wounded. President Obama meets tomorrow with French President Francois Hollande to talk about ways to step up the military pressure on the Islamic State group. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith has more.
Aides say the two will discuss the latest intelligence on the attacks probe and the airstrikes French warplanes have mounted on targets in Syria. Press Secretary Josh Earnest notes these have been carried out with U.S. help.
Targets that were identified by the United States based on intelligence that had been conducted by the United States.
Hollande's coming here from London, where David Cameron wants to commit British bombers to the fight, and before flying to Moscow to see Vladimir Putin. U.S. officials still doubt Putin's ready for the grand anti-Islamic State coalition Hollande wants to form and think he's still more concerned with bolstering Syrian President Bashar Assad. Mark Smith at the White House.
New Orleans police are looking for two groups of gunmen who opened fire on each other yesterday while hundreds of other people were in a crowded city park. Police Superintendent Michael Harrison.
We know that there were two groups out there shooting at each other with hundreds of people in the way. And our detectives recovered dozens of bullet casings on the scene. We believe they were obviously using automatic weapons.
17 people were wounded before the gunman fled the park as police arrived. Mayor Mitch Landrieu says 11 of the wounded are under the age of 21, one who is likely to never walk again. This is AP Radio News. Jersey City's mayor says Donald Trump was dead wrong in claiming he saw TV footage of people cheering the 9/11 attacks in Jersey City. Julie Walker with more.
Not only is there no evidence that it happened, but Jersey City Mayor Stephen Fulop says Donald Trump is plain wrong and he wants the Republican presidential candidate to be more responsible.
He's trying to politicize 9/11 and some of the emotion that's happening today post-Paris. And, you know, unfortunately, he used Jersey City as an example that was not true.
Rumors have circulated for years that some American Muslims celebrated the attacks, but police officials denied it at the time. Now there is footage of Muslims in the Middle East cheering on 9/11. I'm Julie Walker.
Texas has asked the Supreme Court for more time to respond to the Obama administration's immigration appeal, a delay that could probably prevent the plan from taking effect during Obama's presidency. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.